你的日子如何，力量也如何。神的话语安慰人心，使人得力。蔚蓝心情中英双语，一起展开与神同行之旅。
A few nights ago, my three-year-old drew a family portrait. Each person was basically one big circle with two little circles for eyes and sticks for legs. Interesting how the one feature of personhood she thought to draw was eyes. Maybe that's because that's what's most important to her, not just to be seen, but noticed. Luke 7 tells the story of a widow who had lost her son. She was deeply grieved, and it says, when the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. And then he did something about it. In a world full of hurting people who often feel invisible, aren't you glad for a Savior who sees you and knows you completely?
几天之前的晚上，我那三岁的孩子画了一幅家庭肖像，每一个人基本上都是一个大圆圈，里面加两个小圈做眼睛，和另外画上树枝做脚。有趣的是，他想到要画人其中的一个特征就是眼睛，可能那是因为他认为眼睛就是最重要的，不单单是为着被看见，而是被注意。路加福音第七章记载一个寡妇失去了她儿子的故事，她万分的悲伤。经文告诉我们，主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说：“不要哭。”然后她就叫那孩子活过来。世界上满有身心都带着伤痛的人，他们往往只感到被漠视。你是否会庆幸有一位救主把你的一切都看在眼内，记在心上？关于你的所有事，他都清楚知道。